The Equitable Life Assurance Society presents This Is Your FBI. This Is Your FBI, the official broadcast from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Presented, transcribed as a public service by the Equitable Life Assurance Society of the United States and the Equitable Society's representative in your community. A shrewd psychologist who has had contacts with numerous leaders of American business once remarked,
"Success and self-confidence go hand in hand. Men who have a strong conviction that they are going to succeed are the ones that rise to the top in every field."
For people of this type, people who have this feeling of certainty about themselves, the Equitable Life Assurance Society has created its famous life insurance plan for men and women on the way up. Do those words describe you? Then you'll be interested in about 14 minutes when I give full details of the Equitable plan for men and women on the way up. Tonight, the subject of our FBI file, extortion. Its title, The Hollywood Shakedown.
Tonight's case from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation has been chosen for two important reasons. One will develop as the story unfolds. The second reason is to point out to you that there are times when being what is known as a good sport can get a person into very serious trouble. Figuring out just what makes people become criminals is a tough job, even for experts in this field. But they do know that some of us have a deep psychological need to be liked. And FBI records show that this desire for the approval of others can often lead to crime. In the beginning, the favor asked may seem only just a bit shady to those who can't say no at the right time. But it may lead them on far deeper than they first thought possible. Soon they find themselves involved with criminals and unable to get out from under. Tonight's case from the official files of the FBI shows what happens to a person who takes the first step into crime, motivated by nothing more than a weak good nature. Tonight's FBI file opens in the foothills of a western mountain range. Across the landscape are clusters of people in costume. Some wear suits of armor, some leather buskins, and others plumed hats or yellow lace. A motion picture company is on location, and these are the players. A blonde girl, dressed in the outfit of a lady-in-waiting, sits in the shade of a tree resting while the cameras are set up. A young man dressed in full armor approaches.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Slim.
Mind company?
Of course not. Sit down.
Hotter than a prairie fire, isn't it?
Must be great in that tin suit. Got any cigarettes in there?
Sorry, I got the early model. No pockets.
Here you are, Katie, my girl.
Oh, hello, Mr. Stone.
I thought you were coming by my trailer to cool off.
Well, I got this far and couldn't walk another step.
Oh, that's too bad. I had a martini chilled.
Well, I am sorry.
Oh, don't feel too badly. It didn't go to waste, Katie. I understand this celluloid chamber of horrors is not shooting tonight. So if you'll join me in a nice quiet dinner,
well,
we can take
it. Gee, Mr. Stone, I can't.
But I found a charming inn by the lake.
I promised myself I'd rest after work.
Oh, we could eat early and you could
Seems to me like the lady said no.
Young man, I was not issuing a mass invitation.
Katie, you want to go with him?
I can't.
You heard her, mister. Now scat.
I'll be in my trailer, dear, if you decide to improve the quality of your companions.
Hope you don't mind me butting in.
Don't be silly.
Thought he was such a big married fellow.
Oh, pardon me, Slim. I've got to talk to someone.
Go ahead. I'll see you later.
Phil? Phil?
Huh? Oh, hello, Katie.
I haven't seen you all day.
I know, honey. I've been busy.
Busy reading the racing form?
Look, I got to get over and load this stuff into the camera. I'll come by later.
Maybe I made a mistake.
What?
Grantland Stone invited me to dinner, and I turned him down. I thought you'd want to see me.
I do.
Bill, I'm tired of running second to a camera.
Look, honey, I'm in trouble.
What is it?
I'm stuck $1,000 to a bookie, and he sent me word this morning I pay when we get back to the studio or else.
Oh.
That's why I haven't been around to see you.
Ladies in waiting, front and center.
That's me. I gotta run.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll meet you later.
And each of you men knows what his job is. We must reach the castle before dark, and we must be inside by midnight. We can do these things if we take the bridge. If I fall when the battle starts, I want only one promise from you who follow me. A promise that you'll carry on for the king.
Okay, that's a plan. All extras turn into costumes before dinner.
Coming along, Katie?
Oh, thank you, Slim.
All these folks looks like stampede. Working westerns, I ain't used to crowds. We kind of think of mob scenes where they got more than one guitar. I remember a picture one time. We rode this way mornings and that way afternoons wearing different costumes. Fought the whole Battle of the Alamo using 8 men.
Oh, no.
Sure. And last year, I worked
Katie,
one where we...
Katie, over here.
Right. Excuse me, Slim.
Sure. I'll catch up to you later.
Katie, I think I got it.
You've got what?
A way to get the $1,000 for the bookmaker. But you gotta help.
Me?
Yeah. Go have dinner with Stone tonight.
What?
Well, you said he invited you.
Well, honey, I couldn't ask him for any money.
You don't have to. He's got his car up here with him. He'll take you someplace where they serve grog. Get him mulled, and after dinner, say you want to drive.
But I don't want...
Drive down to the lake. I'll be parked in back of a tree with a camera. And tomorrow, we sell him the pictures for $5,000.
You mean... Bill, are you serious?
Of course I am.
Well, that would be awful.
Honey, save that look for the camera.
I couldn't do a thing like that.
I'm in a box, baby. You got to.
Oh, no.
Look, how about if I made you a partner?
What do you mean?
Give you half the loot. I only need a G to pay the bookmaker, so $2,500 would go to you. Does that break down your scruples?
Go load your camera. We'll be at the lake at 10:30.
Nearby at a local FBI field office, Special Agent Jim Taylor greets Agent Vic Brown in the teletype room.
Vic, have you ever worked on tracking down the 16-millimeter prints?
No.
It seems like a couple the studios made for the Army were stolen. Somebody's run off duplicate prints.
Another copyright case, huh?
That's it. I've been tracing the print of a picture called Memories of Tomorrow, and I think I've come up with a lead on it.
Yeah? What is it?
Well, the studio records show one print was borrowed 2 weeks ago by an actor named Grantland Stone. Said he wanted to run it at home, but there's no record of it ever being returned.
Yeah, been in touch with him?
No, not yet. He's making a picture up at Warrensburg.
Maybe we better go up there, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I'll ask the garage to have a car ready for us first thing tomorrow morning.
Katie.
Yeah, honey?
See what you think of this. Dear Mr. Stone, I have 3 pictures of you and Miss Katie Knox embracing each other in your car. I'm willing to give you the pictures for $5,000. If you don't pay, your life won't be worth 5,000 cents. Leave the lights burning on your trailer if you're willing to do business. How's that sound?
You left something out.
What?
The part about how he'll pay.
Well, first we got to find out if he'll go for it.
Maybe you ought to send him one of the pictures.
Honey, we don't give away free samples. If he wants them, he's got to come up with some green. Anything else you think we ought to say?
No.
Let me have one of your envelopes.
Okay. Here.
Thanks. Well, see you later.
Where are you going?
Into Warrensburg and mail this. That way he'll get it in the morning, and all we got to do is wait and collect.
Pardon me. Yeah, partner?
Where can we find Grantland Stone?
That there's his trailer.
Oh, thanks very much. Come on, Vic.
I never thought I'd see that.
What?
King Arthur's Knights playing gin rummy.
about that pair in plumed hats over there working on a hot rod?
Yeah, they might be better off shooting this instead of the picture.
Yeah. Ah, this is it here, Rick.
Come in. Come in.
Good morning, Mr. Stone.
Huh? Oh, I thought it was my press relations man.
No, sir. I'm Special Agent Taylor of the FBI. This is Agent Brown.
Oh, well, just sit down, please.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I always heard you men worked fast, but I never thought you were this quick. How did you ever find out?
I checked the studio records.
But this letter wasn't open till I got it.
Mr. Stone, I don't think we're talking about the same thing. We came here because you're supposed to have borrowed a print of Memories of Tomorrow from the studio.
Oh?
Did you borrow the print?
Yes, I always get the ones I'm in.
You remember what you did with it?
Well, I returned it, naturally.
Not according to the studio records.
Gentlemen, I had trouble about a print once before. My secretary now gets a receipt each time from the messenger.
Did you get one for this?
She must have. If you'll call her at the studio, I'm sure she'll show it to you.
Fine. Thank you, Mr. Stone.
Gentlemen, just a moment. As you noticed, I was rather confused about the purpose of your visit when you arrived.
Yes, sir.
Before I tell you the reason, let me ask, can I discuss a matter with you in confidence?
Of course.
Well, I'm a married man. I'm not making excuses, mind you, but on a trip like this, away from home, I get so I want some female companionship. Last night, I took one of the extras to dinner. Afterwards, she asked to drive. We went to the lake. I probably kissed her. I'm not a memory expert after a few drinks, but I don't guess anybody
is. Mr. Stone, I don't like to interrupt, but why tell all of this to us?
Well, when the mail was delivered this morning, this blackmail letter was in it. I'm to pay $5,000 for pictures of the young lady and myself, or I'll be killed.
Oh, may I see that letter, please?
Oh, surely.
Thank you.
Mr. Stone, do you recognize the handwriting?
I've never seen it before.
This girl you say you went out with last night, what is her name?
Katie Knox.
Known her very long?
Oh, she's done some extra work in a few of my pictures, but I can't really say I know her.
Well, Vic, this is definitely an extortion case.
What would you advise me to do, Mr. Taylor?
Turn on your lights.
But that's what the note says.
Exactly. From here on, Mr. Stone, you follow every instruction.
Signal. When the trumpets blow again, the men on horses ride across camera left to right. You ladies in waiting curtsy toward the castle. And the camera swings to the left again, picks up the men dragging the cannons. When the horses reach the castle, fire the cannons. All right, places, everybody.
Hi, Kitty.
Slim, what happened to your suit of armor?
Nothing. My horse got sick, so they grounded me.
But that costume.
Only one on the rack could fit me. Sure hope none of my friends get to seeing me in all this lace. Guess I'm supposed to curtsy, too.
You a lady-in-waiting?
Don't rightly know wearing this.
Now, hold it. Hold it.
Now what's wrong?
You men on the cannons, you're supposed to fire together. You're also to keep dragging them toward the castle until you get opposite the reflectors. All right, let's go back and try to get it right this time.
Oh, I was a young girl when they started shooting this scene.
Katie, would you come over here?
Okay. I'll see you, Slim.
Right.
Still, you're going to look silly in the scene.
We're out of camera range.
Oh, any news?
Yeah, I just saw Stone. He was talking to the unit manager.
About the letter?
No, Stone wanted him to take his check for $5,000 into town and get it cashed.
Oh, it worked.
Yeah.
Well, what do we do next?
I'm writing him another letter right after lunch.
Where are you going to have him leave the money?
You remember that cave we shot the scenes in last week?
Uh-huh.
We'll have him stash it there.
Then how do we collect it?
What do you mean?
Well, suppose he has a spotter and finds out that it's us.
I got that all figured. With a little help from you, baby, we get the dough and still stay in the clear.
We will return shortly to tonight's case from the official files of your FBI. Now, for a moment, let's consider an entirely different type of case. The case of John McDonald, a man who's proved that life does begin at 40. As a youngster, John loved to fool around with cars. Take them apart, put them together. But circumstances made John a bookkeeper. For many years, he worked at a job he didn't have his heart in. But when he was 40, he traded in his pencil for a monkey wrench and opened his own service station. Then what happened, John?
I began enjoying life, and my income almost doubled overnight.
Yes, he knew deep inside that someday he'd do the work he loved to do and really go places. He also learned from his Equitable Society representative that Equitable had a special policy for people like him, people who are bound and determined to get ahead. It's called the Equitable Plan for men and women on the way up. Its big feature is flexibility. It keeps your income and insurance in perfect balance. In other words, as your income goes up, your insurance program can keep pace with it.
When I started making more money, I fixed up my insurance to fit my new needs by taking advantage of one of the options in my Equitable Plan.
Another very important thing about this Equitable Plan is its exceptionally low cost to start with. Yet, while you're waiting for your ship to come in, your family gets the insurance protection they need.
I was sure thankful for the low cost during the lean years. Paying the premiums never put us in a hole.
Why not take a leaf out of John McDonald's book? Ask your Equitable Society representative for full details of this plan for people like you, ambitious men and women on the way up. Or send a postcard care of this station to the Equitable Society.
That's EQUITABLE.
The Equitable Life Assurance Society of the United States. And now back to the FBI file, The Hollywood Shakedown.
The crime of obtaining money from people by threats of exposure or violence is known as extortion. This crime has been likened to an iceberg, most of which is underwater. On the same principle, students of criminology estimate that the majority of all extortion schemes are never reported to any police agency. For that reason, it is impossible to know exactly how much money the American people annually pay the criminals who ply this trade. There is little doubt that it runs high in the millions. This amount could be reduced to absolute zero almost overnight. It can be done very simply. Every victim singled out by an extortionist should follow the example of Grantland Stone in tonight's file. The facts should be reported immediately to the police if a local statute has been violated, and to the FBI if a federal crime is indicated. They will do everything in their power to keep you from receiving unwelcomed publicity. They are experts in dealing with this type of criminal. They are always eager to cooperate in taking the profit out of crime. Tonight's FBI file continues later that day in the trailer dressing room of Grantland Stone. Special Agents Taylor and Brown have just returned.
Any news, Mr. Stone?
Yes, I've received my instructions.
Now, where's the money to be left?
Inside the mouth of Lancelot's cave.
Where?
A long, narrow cave near here we used for a scene in the picture.
Jim, that could mean the extortioners and the troop.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Stone, may I see that second letter, please?
Oh, surely.
Thank you. Looks like the same writing as the other one.
You've been inside the cave?
Only while we shot that scene.
You think Agent Taylor and I could hide there without being seen?
Oh, no question about it.
This letter says to leave the money there before noon.
Yes, it's all in this package.
Well, when you deliver it, please try to have as many people as possible notice you going to the cave.
Mr. Taylor, as many people as possible notice me wherever I go.
I'm sure. We'll be there waiting for whoever comes.
I'm here, Jim.
You flash the light on for a second?
Yeah.
But now let's get a little closer to the money, huh?
Okay, this is done. Turn the light on, will you?
Tough getting used to the dark again.
Mm-hmm. We don't have to see whoever comes, huh?
I guess not. We'd only be sure.
Why?
Someone's coming.
Hold it. Huh? Don't move. Put the light on him, Vic.
What's going on in here?
We're special agents of the FBI. I'll take that package, please.
Sure, mister.
Keep your hands in the air. Go ahead, Vic.
Yeah. This some kind of joke?
Stand still, please.
No gun on him, Jim.
Now, why would I be carrying a gun?
So nobody'd rob you of that $5,000?
Mister, just what are you talking about?
What do you think is in that package?
Got no notion.
How'd you happen to come for it, then?
A friend of mine asked me to.
A friend named Katie Knox.
Jimmy put this envelope down where the money was.
No.
These pictures, huh? Three of them. Katie Knox and Grantland Stone in the car.
You take those pictures?
No.
Where'd you get them?
Friend gave them to me.
Same one?
Mm-hmm.
What's your friend's name?
Maybe he'll tell us his name.
Slim Franklin. You mind answering something for me?
No.
Just what are you doing here?
We've been waiting for somebody to pick up that money. Now suppose you try answering that same question for us. Franklin still denies everything, Vic. Oh, did you get through to the office?
Yeah, a couple minutes ago.
Hmm?
All I said was no, right down the line.
On everything?
Katie Knox has no record. Neither has Slim Franklin. Handwriting on the notes doesn't match either sample.
Oh, Franklin admits having some words with Stone day before yesterday.
About what?
The Knox girl.
Huh?
Yeah, he says he was sitting with her when Stone came up and asked for a date. She refused, and when Stone persisted, Franklin chased him away.
That doesn't make sense. She did have dinner with him.
Yeah, I know.
Has he said anything else about Miss Knox?
Plenty, except when I asked if she's the one who sent him that.
Could mean they're both in on it.
Well, Vic, I can't tell you why, but I just don't think Franklin's mixed up as deep as it looks.
You haven't changed your mind about the girl, have you?
No.
She's my candidate.
Hey, maybe Franklin will open up to you about her.
Want me to try?
Yeah, will you? I'll go see what she has to say about him.
Attention, extras. Ready in 10 minutes for the battle scene. Be sure your costume has been checked.
Phil, I have to talk to you. An FBI man came to see me.
When?
A few minutes ago. They've got Slim in jail.
Yeah, I heard about that.
We've got to do something.
I know. If I don't get that $1,000 for that bookmaker...
I mean about this.
Oh, look, honey, that deal's over.
But Slim can tell them about me.
He won't, not the all-American boy. He'd blow a 7-year contract without options to save a dame.
Well,
besides, he's good and stuck on you.
Not enough to want to stay in jail.
Katie, if he was going to talk, he'd have done it when they pinched him. He didn't. Now it's too late.
Why?
All you do is say it ain't true. It's his word against yours, and he got nailed in the cave.
Knox!
The FBI man.
You still know nothing.
Well, I'm glad I found you, Miss Knox.
Why?
Well, I've checked as much as I can of what you told me.
And?
And I thought you'd want to know that, so far, everything you said is true.
Mr. Taylor?
Oh, no, not very much, Mr. Stone. Miss Knox claims she barely knows Franklin.
Did you expect a confession?
No, sir, but we checked her story. We can't find any flaws in it.
It seems to me that you're wasting a lot of time.
No.
You found Franklin in the cave with the money in his hand. Make him tell you what he knows.
Well, that's not the way we work. Besides, I'm not sure he's guilty.
And why not?
Well, for one thing, our lab just reported traces of face powder on the envelope containing each note.
Oh?
Not on the notes themselves, but only on the envelopes.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, it would appear the powder was worn by whoever mailed the letters, but not by the person who wrote them. Miss Knox uses that brand.
Well, then arrest her.
Well, it's not that conclusive, Mr. Stone. Besides, she didn't work this alone. Somebody had to take those pictures.
I still can't understand how they were taken. I had a few drinks, it's true, but even so, I've seen a flashbulb go off.
And you didn't?
No.
Now, this is quite important, Mr. Stone. You're sure you saw no flash at all?
No, none.
Mm-hmm.
On the set, please, Mr. Stone.
Right away.
Come on, Mr. Stone. I'll walk over with you. There's something I want to check.
And remember, there is more at stake in the battle we are about to fight than personal glory. For lying in the balance is our honor as a people. Do we go to the struggle with your blessing?
Yes! Okay, that's a print.
Katie, I'm going.
What?
I'm leaving.
Well, you can't. We're not through shooting.
Look, the bookmaker called. He won't wait, so I better hit the ever-loving road.
No, you don't. You're not running out on me. This was your idea, Phil, and you're not leaving me holding... Who's that?
The FBI guy. He's coming around the truck.
Just a minute, please.
See you later, Katie.
Oh, you too, Adams.
What's wrong?
We've checked the rest of your story, Miss Knox.
Mr. Taylor, could you wait till later to ask any more questions?
Finished asking questions. This is the part where I give you some answers. For example, Adams here was your partner, not Slim Franklin.
I was what?
You took those pictures at the lake. Stone didn't see any flash bulb flare. That meant one thing, infrared. You signed out for a camera Wednesday night, Adams.
Sure, for my work.
You also signed out for some infrared film and bulbs.
Phil!
Shut up.
We don't need any more information from her, Adams. Your signature in the book where you signed out for that camera and the equipment is a perfect match for the writing in the extortion letters.
Katie Knox and Phil Adams were convicted in federal court of violation of the extortion statute and sentenced to 2 and 5 years, respectively. With the arrest of Katie Knox and Phil Adams, the two special agents were able to release the victim of their attempted frame-up, cowboy actor Slim Franklin. And so, not only was your FBI able to close another case, but also to maintain its reputation for working as hard to free the innocent as to help convict the guilty. Because of that policy, the Federal Bureau of Investigation set a record last year of which it is justly proud. Almost 98% of all people arrested by special agents were later found to be guilty when their cases came to court. This record is convincing proof that your FBI never makes arrests unless there is overwhelming evidence of wrongdoing. This is the American way, in complete accord with our ancient tradition of safeguarding the rights and freedom of every law-abiding citizen.
Now, one last word on the Equitable Society's plan for men and women on the way up. A plan made for the man who's looking forward to the day when his boss will say to him,
Ed, you're getting Olson's job with a very substantial increase in salary.
Are you that kind of man? Then don't wait another day. Ask your Equitable Society representative to work out your personal plan for a man on the way up. Or send a postcard, care of this station, to the Equitable Life Assurance Society.
Next week, we will dramatize another case from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Its subject, racketeering. Its title, Success Story.
The incidents used in tonight's Equitable Life Assurance Society's broadcast are adapted from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. However, all names used are fictitious, and any similarity thereof to the names of persons living or dead is accidental. Tonight, the music was composed and conducted by Frederick Steiner. The author was Jerry D. Lewis. Your narrator was William Woodson, and Special Agent Taylor was played by Stacey Harris. Others in the cast were Sam Edwards, J.C. Flippin, Lamont Johnson, Charlotte Lawrence, and Herb Rawlinson. This Is Your FBI is a Jerry Devine production. This is Larry Keating speaking for the Equitable Life Assurance Society of the United States and the Equitable Society's representative in your community, and inviting you to tune in again next week at this same time when the Equitable Life Assurance Society will bring you another thrilling transcribed story from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Success Story on This Is Your FBI. Stay tuned for the adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. There's fun for the whole family when Ozzie and Harriet come your way next. This program came to you from Hollywood.